So, hello everybody. Nice to have you in the modern email dev room. We saw on the previous talk that there was a need for performance testing and benchmarking. Here we are. So, I'm Benoît Tellier, so I work at Linagora on hopefully building an alternative to Office 365. And I'm doing that by building Twake Mail, which is a collaborative email server. So it's a product belonging to Linagora, of course open source, but built on top of open source building blocks, namely Apache James. So that's the mail server developed in the Apache Software Foundation. It's unique in that sense that, to my knowledge, it's the only mainstream open source server that is in following an open governance model, so which is quite unique. Why did I need it to do some performance testing? Back when we started working on the project back in 2014, we actually came up with a radically new architecture, but I'm quite happy following talks today to see that it's no longer that original to say that the mail server needs to be stateless and delegating its state management to specialized databases. So we are doing basically the same thing than Stewart, Wild Duck, and Dovecot Pro to some extent. But we needed a tool to validate that the fact that the mail server is not the database itself, but that there's an indirection level on top of existing database is an idea that is actually viable. And also Apache James is a very old software. First code lines dates back from 1999. Top-level project was established in 2007, and the internal architecture is still moving. And for example, one of the very big last refactorings that we did back in 2020 was to make the IMAP layer fully asynchronous and using reactive code principles, which is a massive code change. And of course, we wanted to have a tool to tell us if we are messing up something badly and shipping on performance regressions. And on the actual wish list, so of course, we want to benchmark technical choice and architectural changes. I'm sorry, the day have been quite long. We also want a tool to validate customer deployment. So let's say I've got a government and they want to run 50,000 mailboxes. I need to be able to run a benchmark on their servers to actually check, yes, on D-Day you won't have load problems, it won't collapse. And to do this, we wanted to have an easy-to-run, efficient framework. So we wanted to be able to generate the load, a very big load from a single point, and so that it's easier to aggregate statistics. We also wanted it to be easy to use for us, so that means CLI and code, so that we could review the scenario, commit them, etc., and of course we wanted to be adapting the scenario. For example, simulate a client that don't have quick resync, and what happens is if you run a huge proportion of this client, does thing collapse? So we actually decided to reuse, we actually did research and found no state-of-the-art tools for doing extensive benchmarks with IMAP. There's tons of tools around for doing benchmarks, and one of them is Gatling. So Gatling is an open source product that has been developed by some French people We've been, it's Java-based, Fascala-based, so it runs on the GVM. It feels at home for James people. It's fully asynchronous. It's built on top of the Akka Actor system. So basically, it's just messaging flowing around internally. And this Akka-based architecture is what allows to generate an extreme amount of load from a single load tester, basically. And it also comes with beautiful graphs, but our problem is that Gatling only ship HTTP out of the box, and we needed to develop the IMAP connector for it. So I tried to do a little graph about the internal structure, and there's a bit of vocabulary. So basically, we are running a simulation. Simulation is a scenario. So what is a single session doing during the entire scenario? And basically, the idea is to come up with a domain-specific language that describes the scenario in IMAP. The scenario is subdivided between actions, for example, select, and checks. I'm sorry that it overlaps. And basically, simulation will use a protocol to connect to your mail server. So you will need to have describe that. Feeder is to inject user that would start running the scenario and following an injection profile. So more on that later. And then basically, we